If he were to become governor, Williamson County businessman Bill Lee would be the first person in 40 years to take the position without ever having held elected office. Lee officially announced he's running on Monday morning, and as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, his lack of experience might be used as a selling point.
The last Tennessee governor not to have served as a city mayor or legislator was Lamar Alexander. And even he'd been a congressional aide and a campaign manager before winning the governor's race in 1978. Bill Lee, on the other hand, has been the head of Lee Company, the Middle Tennessee facilities management and home services firm. He doesn't see inexperience as a problem.
I really believe that this job is about leadership, and my life has been one of leadership, and so I'm not worried about that, no.
Lee is calling himself a conservative outsider, and he isn't the only candidate for governor never to have won an election. The same can be said of Knoxville businessman Randy Boyd. Both men are wealthy, and both have held appointed positions in government. Still, they could be at a disadvantage if the Republican field draws some seasoned campaigners and office holders. House Speaker Beth Harwell, Senate Majority Leader Mark Norris, and Congressman Diane Black are among those weighing whether to get into the race. But with many voters dissatisfied with experienced politicians, not being one might be seen as a plus. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.